Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
I think if he still has COVID, we shouldn't have a debate.
Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden discussing an upcoming debate in Miami with President Trump. The former vice president continues.
We're going to have to follow very strict guidelines. I'll be guided by the guidelines of the Cleveland Clinic and what the docs say is the right thing to do, if and when he shows up for debate.
Meanwhile, in Utah, less than 12 hours from now, Democratic vice presidential nominee Kamala Harris and Vice President Mike Pence will be debating. The Biden campaign expecting Pence to bring his A-game.
We know Mike Pence is a very good debater. He's a very skilled debater. And he gets a lot of credit because he speaks in complete sentences, unlike Donald Trump.
Deputy campaign manager for Joe Biden, Kate Benningfield, speaking there on CNN. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
As talks for a new coronavirus bill remain at a standstill, President Trump is instructing the administration to walk away from negotiations with Democratic Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi. White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows explains why.
As Speaker Pelosi continues to throw out all kinds of reasons for the failure on the negotiations, other than looking in the mirror, because we know that consistently she's been at the $2.2 to $2.4 trillion, depending on what day you talk to her. She's failed to budge. She's not negotiating in good faith.
Hurricane Delta downgraded to a Category 1 storm after making landfall on the eastern Yucatan Peninsula. The National Hurricane Center saying Delta continues to have maximum sustained winds of 110 miles an hour. Delta is expected to churn towards the Gulf Coast, where the storm could reach Louisiana late Friday or early Saturday. The East Texas coast could also see some flooding. USA Radio News.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Republican Senator from Missouri Josh Hawley is introducing new legislation targeting big tech companies one day after he called out Google for issuing a warning to conservative website The Federalist. The limiting Section 230 immunity to Good Samaritans Act would prevent major online companies from receiving the protections of Section 230 of the Communications Decency Act unless they revise their terms of service to include pledges to operate in good faith and the details of their content moderation policies.
No set of corporate overlords should substitute their judgment for the judgment of we the people. No woke capitalist should be able to shape the outcome of an election by silencing speech. And that's why we have to act. There is a simple, straightforward solution to the censorship power of these digital platforms. Let those who have been censored claim their rights. Let them sue. Let them go to court.
Authorities closed an investigation into an alleged Wisconsin hate crime on June 24th, saying they failed to find any evidence that 18-year-old Althea Bernstein was the victim of a racist arson attack, as she claimed. Bernstein made national headlines when she alleged that four white men in Madison lit her on fire, leaving her with burns on her neck and face. Federal authorities say they were unable to corroborate the details of her claims. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Attention, this is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Neil Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on, stop.
Well, we're back with you 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Jim Wahlberg's joining us now. His new book, The Big Hustle, a Boston Street Kid's story of addiction and redemption. Jim, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, let's clear up the obvious. People hear Wahlberg and they go, and Boston, and you hear the name and the city together and you go, okay, is he part of the infamous Danny and Mark Wahlbergs?
He is part of the infamous Donnie and Mark Wahlberg, yep.
Donnie, yes.
Yeah, those are my two younger brothers. Yep.
Yes, exactly. So, cheeseburgers for everybody. You know, even producer producer Brad says, oh, yeah, I've had Wahlburgers there at, there in Minneapolis.
Yep. They're we're in the Mall of America there.
Yeah, exactly. Well, let's talk about your story. But first of all, before we go, I want to talk about the foreword by Jim Caviezel. How did that come about?
So Jim is a friend of mine. Jim and I met about 6-7 years ago. Now we were both in Las Vegas for the Manny Pacquiao Floyd Mayweather fight. Mm. And I had mentioned to one of my friends who happened to be on the show with Jim that I was going to Mass at 4 o'clock if he wanted to join me. And he looked at me like I was crazy. He's like, you're in Las Vegas. What do you mean you're going to Mass?
Right.
And but then he texted me a little while later and said, my friend Jim would like to go to Mass with you. And I said, that's great. Jim who? And where do I meet him? Mm. And it turns out it was Jim Caviezel.
Who's also a Catholic, yes.
A devout Catholic, yep. Mm-hmm. And so Jim, myself, a couple of my friends, and Mike Sweeney, who played for the Kansas City Royals, we all went to Mass together, and we sat and we talked, and I shared my testimony with them on that day, and Jim and I have been very close since.
Well, he was greatly impressed by your story, Jim, in the midst of what you went through as a kid growing up. I mean, big family, 9 kids, right?
Yep.
And what are you, number 5? You're about in the middle of it?
I'm the middle child, yeah.
Uh-huh. And so, as you say, it's hard to think of the Wahlbergs having a hard time, but you speak of a story of poverty. I mean, it wasn't the Wahlbergs of the 21st century, and not even close, right?
No. So when we were little, there were 9 of us living in, well, 11 of us with my parents living in a 3-bedroom apartment in Dorchester, which is at that time was a much more poor community. So we slept feet to head, doubled up in bunk beds. Mm-hmm. And you know, my mom and dad both worked very hard just to put food on the table. And so we struggled a lot. There were many times in our lives when, you know, we didn't have many of the just basic necessities that people have. But, you know, as we were growing and my parents needed to work more and more to keep a roof over our head and keep food in our bellies, that's when I started to sort of, I was starved for attention, you know, and so I started looking for that attention outside the house, and of course I was looking for it in all the wrong places.
Yeah, as the song says, yeah, exactly. Yep. So how did you get involved with drugs?
So, I mean, it was a progression. I started out at a very, very young age. The first time I drank, I was about 8 years old. The older kids in the neighborhood thought it would be funny to watch a little kid drink.
Mm-hmm.
I did. Nothing major happened. I didn't get caught. I didn't get sick. I didn't really drink a lot. But something happened to me inside. I found acceptance. I found, you know, like I made them laugh.
You had street cred all of a sudden, huh?
I had a little street cred for a minute, and they were much older kids. And so, you know, I didn't, like, start drinking every day. But my behavior changed quite a bit over the next 2 years. You know, like the first time I ever played hooky in school, I think I was in the first grade. You know, like I was just always into something, right? I was always doing something that I shouldn't be doing that would then bring attention to me. And so the next time I drank, it was a similar situation in reference to it was a bunch of much older kids. But this time I had stolen somebody's wallet from the YMCA that I hung out at, and I loved that place. And to steal from them brought a lot of shame to me in my heart. Mm-hmm. And I stole this guy's wallet. There was $50 in it. It was 1975. For that $50, I got a quart of Budweiser and a pack of cigarettes from these older kids.
Mm-hmm.
And that day, something did happen. That day, I couldn't get enough. I drank my quart of Budweiser, then I started drinking their quart of Budweiser. And I went home, and I got sick right on my mom's kitchen floor. And she knew what was going on immediately. And, you know, she said, "Where'd you get it?" And I, of course, pointed right up the street and blamed it all on them. And that, you know, as a result of that event, I got locked in my room for a couple of days. I got, obviously, a spanking because my dad spanked.
Yes.
That was back in the old days when you could spank.
Exactly.
Kids.
When you got nine kids, you gotta do exactly. Something. Right. I came from a family of nine kids, and we knew when our dad went to the closet to get his baseball his baseball belt off his uniform. Yeah. We knew it was coming.
Yeah. So, but after a few days, you know, like I got called downstairs and, you know, in the old days, if you got caught smoking cigarettes, your parents would make you smoke a pack of cigarettes. You'd get sick and you'd never smoke again.
Right.
Well, they thought, I think, because I was so violently ill that I would probably never drink again. And so hold on 1 second. I apologize. I'm on the radio. My dad figured I got so violently ill that I would never drink again. And so he said, you know, you're not old enough to drink. Go out. And I went out. It was the middle of summer. And I was out of my house 5 minutes. And I was back up to those older kids' house.
Oh, wow.
Ready to pay the price for telling on them as long as I could have more, as long as I could hang out with them, and as long as I could be part of their crew. And I was 10. They were 16, 17, you know, they were much, much older.
Mm.
And really from that point on, moving forward, my life just started to spiral out of control.
Yeah. Yeah, you made a decision to go down that yellow brick road, didn't you?
Yeah, I mean, I was stuck. It was almost like a switch went off in my head. And, you know, there were times in my life where I would be home in my house, and I remember the safest, most comfortable place for me in my entire world was laying on my mom's bed, smelling her Aquanet hairspray from her pillow. Right? It's just something about that made me feel safe and protected. And but then the thought would come to my mind that I was missing something in the street.
Well, Jim, we got to go to break. Let's pick it up from there when we come back. More from Jim Wahlberg, his new book, The Big Hustle, A Boston Street Kid's Story of Addiction and Redemption. We've got more from Jim after this.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey everybody, confused about staying healthy in a crazy COVID culture? Me too. But listen, after all the research, all the conflicting studies, after all the squabbling, there's one thing almost everyone agrees on. It's that immune system health can literally be the difference between life and death. You probably already believe that. I certainly do. So here's the thing. I wanted to get past the craziness and find out which plant-based substances actually have studies that demonstrate some efficacy in immune support. Now, you'll have to sign a waiver, but you can check out what I've discovered at StrongerDefense.com. No cures or treatments there. Instead, little-known but shocking immune system research and a breakthrough immune support product based on that research called Immune 10X. And the best part? You can go to the Stronger Defense website right now and claim your own supply of Immune 10X without paying anything today. Crazy, right? Learn more about this unusual limited-time offer at StrongerDefense.com. That's StrongerDefense.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more.
800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. That's 800-610-3630. Paid for by GoHealth.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Someone once said, live free or die. Right? Bill Martinez, live.
Yeah, Jim Wahlberg and I have been having fun. Yes, I'm glad he corrected me. I knew it was Donnie. I mean, I love Blue Bloods. I watch Blue Bloods all, even the reruns, Jim, I watch them. I mean, I know it's Donnie. It's not Danny, but we're talking with Jim Wahlberg, his older brother. His brand new book, The Big Hustle, A Boston Street Kid's Story of Addiction and Redemption. Real quick, before we get more in the book, I saw the movie that you presented. What about the kids? Boy, I'll tell you, that's the forgotten part of addiction, isn't it?
It absolutely is. It absolutely is. There are children across the country being raised by either, you know, in foster care, shelters, or by their grandparents in the case of this particular film. But there are thousands and thousands of grandparents raising their grandchildren due to overdose death.
Exactly. And this story is a powerful story that opens up with the overdose and death of the mother and this young, rather precarious young daughter. Boy, what a heart for God and a great story, and it's depicted there on the movie. How can they see the movie themselves, Jim?
So anybody can see the movie anytime. You can go to whataboutthekidsfilm.com. The film is there. There's also a documentary, so a real family that had a very similar experience as the movie is there. And then there's some behind-the-scenes stuff. There's some downloadable material, questions related to addiction and educational material and numbers where you can get some help.
Well, the whole idea here is this is about vulnerability. It's sharing real stories and understanding that you're not by yourself. You're not the only one doing this. Whether you are the one who is addicted or the one dealing with someone who is addicted, I mean, it's such a powerful force because you have to get to that point, just like for you, Jim, in your life, that there's parity, that you can, that somebody has a fair chance at being able to speak into your life as you can speak into theirs and allow room for the truth to come out. But this is what we're so grateful to God for, is that the truth is unrelenting, isn't it?
It is, absolutely. And I'll say, you just said something that's so important, and it's actually the reason I do what I do, right? Yes, I'm serving the Lord, and yes, I want to evangelize wherever possible, but I want to share my story and stories like mine so that people can, you know, if it can happen to me, it can happen to them. And if I can, you know, if I can experience redemption and God's mercy and love, you can too. And
right.
we can get beyond this thing. And sharing that, I'm hoping to chip away at the stigma and yes, give people hope that I survived all that I survived with God's help. Yeah. And now, you know, all of that ugliness of my life, God now uses as assets for me to
exactly.
reach people.
Well, and here you are, fast forward, as we said, you chose to go down that yellow brick road of addiction and hustling, and you find yourself in jail looking at some, you know, long time. I mean, you're at a point, you're in your 20s thinking, gosh, it'd be 30s before I get out of here. I got to figure out some new hustle to get you out of there. And you happen, by the grace of God, to run into a priest. Tell us about that.
So Father Jim Freitas, a great man who's now in heaven, approached me about, he had a job opportunity cleaning the chapel. And instantly I thought, oh, this is going to be great. This priest actually smokes cigarettes, right? So I'm thinking, I'm going to get cigarettes. I'm going to get access to the phone. I'm going to get coffee. I'm just going to take advantage of the situation. And ultimately I took the job, and a lot of those things did happen. I smoke all his cigarettes. I did sneak access to the phone, and I was definitely making maneuvers. And then he said to me, you know, I need you to clean the chapel on Saturdays after the vigil mass, so you might as well just come and then you can stay and clean. And I was like, yeah, okay, never connecting it that his move was just to get me back to mass, right? And so now I'm going to mass, I'm going weekly, I'm starting to refamiliarize myself, I'm starting to feel something. And then he comes to me and says, we got a very special guest coming to the prison in 2 weeks. And I said, who's that? And he said, Mother Teresa is coming to this prison.
Oh, wow.
And I said, that's amazing. Who's Mother Teresa? Because I didn't know. I grew up, but I lived, my life was all about my next drink, my next drug, and where was I going to sleep that night?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know anything about world events or famous people. And so the day came and she walked into that prison and I saw humility for the first time in my life. And she refused to go on the stage and sit in a fancy chair. Instead, she stayed on her knees with the inmates And I looked in her face, and I felt like I was looking at the face of God in that moment. And then she got up, and she spoke. And she said things that I never heard before. She said, "You are more than your prison number. You are more than the crimes you have been convicted of. You are a child of God. And Jesus Christ died for you." And I felt like there was nobody else in the room, and she was speaking directly to me. And it was a profound moment, to say the least. And right after that, the next day, I went back to Father Freitas and said, "I want to know more about God, and I want to know more about my faith." And I started to prepare to make my confirmation. On that day, I started the preparation. Mm. And I made my confirmation the very next year at 22 years old in state prison.
Right. 12 years later than you would have normally made your confirmation, right, in the normal context of Catholic order. But here is this powerful, dynamic woman. She wasn't even 5 foot, was she? Just a little thing.
She just, you know, they were walking through the quad, and it was all of these big shots, the governor, the warden, the commissioner of the Department of Corrections, and then a little space opened up, and this little teeny person comes walking out of there. And she was literally like 4 feet tall.
Right.
She had sandals on that looked like they were 1,000 years old, a sweater, the moth holes. And as she got closer, I noticed her pockets were filled with money, cash. People used to just hand Mother Teresa money because they knew what she was going to do with it.
Yes.
Right? And I hadn't seen cash in a couple of years. I've been in prison. They don't have cash.
Right.
And I knew instantly that this was a very important, but not only important, but holy person that was in my presence.
So for you, then the con melts, right? So you drop the con.
John, I mean, it comes and goes.
Mm-hmm.
It comes and goes, right?
Yeah.
But I'm preparing to make my confirmation. I'm going to 12-step meetings. I'm clean and sober. My family is starting to, my mom is starting to sense that there's something different going on with me, right? And then it was time to make my confirmation, and I called her, and she had sworn to never visit me in prison again.
Mm-hmm.
And I said to her, "Mom, I'm going to make my confirmation, and I would really love it if you could, you know, find it in your heart to come."
Yeah.
And she really had to think about it, and it took a couple of weeks, but finally she said, "Oh, I'm going to come." And the moment she saw me, she knew. Now, my mother tells this story every time I see my mother, every time I'm with my mother, and every time anyone else is with us. She'll say, "Jimmy, do you remember that moment? Do you remember that day I came to see you, the day I knew you were different?" God touched my mother's heart that day, and she saw the man that her son was supposed to be, not what I had turned into. And it was like my Mother Teresa moment.
Yes.
That was her Mother Teresa.
I was going to say, wow. Talk about confirming all that she held in her heart for you from the day you were born, and going through all the pain of addiction and that you went through, and it came together on that day, and it was a confirmation directly from God to her very heart that Jim's okay. Jim Wahlberg, his story, I highly recommend this book. Maybe you will find your own Mother Teresa moment in this book as well. The Big Hustle, a Boston Street Kid's story of addiction and redemption. Jim, thank you so much for being with us. Appreciate it. God bless.
Thank you, brother. God bless you, too.
This report is sponsored by Bank of America. This year, the changing landscape has enhanced client expectations, shifting the way businesses think about serving clients. With National Customer Service Week approaching, now is the perfect time for businesses to evaluate how they can redefine the customer experience to better serve their clients. Holly O'Neill, Bank of America, Chief Client Care Executive.
Now more than ever, clients are looking for personalized solutions from the companies they're loyal to, especially their bank. At Bank of America, we are committed to making our clients' financial lives easier. This means anticipating client needs, delivering a consistent experience, and offering both digital tools and in-person service. Our high-tech and high-touch approach enables us to deliver on our promise of exceptional client care, ensuring our 66 million clients can bank with us when, where, and how they choose.
For more about Bank of America's resources, visit bankofamerica.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The only candidate and the only campaign to use foreign disinformation in 2016 was Hillary Clinton.
Republican Senator Tom Cotton from Arkansas speaking there on Fox News, reacting to the news that President Trump announced he has authorized total declassification of documents related to the Russia investigation, as well as the emails belonging to former Secretary of State and presidential candidate Hillary Clinton. President Trump is calling for a standalone bill to send a second round of stimulus checks. The president saying the checks will go out immediately and he's ready to sign it now. That news comes as President Trump instructed administration officials on Tuesday to end talks with Democrats on another coronavirus stimulus bill. The president saying Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi was asking for too much funding and not negotiating in good faith. USA Radio News.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want? Bill Martinez live. Turn it up.
We're back with you, America. Bill Martinez here, and guess who's back? Alana Pratt, yes, the intimacy expert, relationship coach, author of 6 books, and the host of the edgy podcast, Intimate Conversations. Alana, always good to be talking to you. How are you?
Oh, it's so great to be back. Thank you. We've got a lot to support people with today, so I'm super grateful to be here.
Well, without a doubt, we are still in this situation, and I don't know if it's going to be, you know, after the election, or maybe, as I was explaining to somebody else the other day, I remember early on in my life, I lived on the coast, on the West Coast, in Ventura County, and so I was a beach boy. And so what they would teach the lifeguards, they would say, look, if you see somebody drowning, don't go in and save them right away. You've got to let them get the fight out of them. Otherwise, if you go and save them right away, both of you are going to drown.
Wow.
I almost feel in observing what's going on in our culture is that there's still so much fight in us that we're not ready to set down our arms. And just to find, you know, for a moment of respite that we have more in common than we do to argue over.
Wow.
And it's almost like we got to just let people punch themselves out. What do you think?
You know, you're so wise. And there's 2 ways we can deal with that energy of, like, punch themselves out or get the fight out so they don't take us down. It's just an energy. And a lot of us misunderstand the energy of anger. And because we're told, you know, don't be angry, we suppress it. And then it turns into either depression or we build and build and build and then we, you know, the violence and the riots and the frustrations with your spouse at home or yelling at the kids. Like, we take our frustrations out on another. But there's this other option. I didn't know about it until I was taught. And it's the idea that anger isn't good or bad. But when we suppress it, it doesn't work. And when we project it, it doesn't work. But we can be alchemists. Remember Paulo Coelho, the book The Alchemist? We can take that energy and transform it into potent action for good. Now, that takes consciousness, that takes awareness, that takes bravery, that takes an open heart and a grounded present body. But we can use all of this intensity for good to lift us and take brave actions that we might normally not take for the good of ourselves, our families, and humanity.
Exactly. Alana, what I hear from some experts, you know, talk about anger, it's such a powerful force that when we stuff it, too often it's reported that we start creating disease within our within our metabolism, within our own biology. That's very dangerous. So, you know, to your point, I agree with you. We need to we need to be able to identify anger when it comes upon us and be able to process it correctly, right?
You know, I didn't know we'd be talking about this morning, but I just love the depth that you
see. It's your fault. This is what you do.
You bring out the best in me. My mom died at 61. I watched her die of liver cancer. Liver, in the metaphysical world, is the seat of where we store our anger. So she taught me very, very clearly, this is what will happen if you don't process your anger and you let it literally eat away at you. Mm-hmm. So it's very important that we have this as a wake-up call to process our anger in healthy ways, not against ourselves that turns into dis-ease, and not against others that creates such abuse, heartache, disconnection, making us feel even more lonely. We literally have to take a new point of view and go, okay, what's right about this? What is this intense energy telling me? What choice have I not been willing to make that if I made it would, you know, change the trajectory of my life, my country, my future?
Yes, exactly. So in understanding when this emotion comes about upon us and we identify it as anger, you know, it's like those things that you've got to process sooner than later. You know, it's like that old Pennzoil commercial. You can pay me now or pay me later. The assumption is that when you pay later, it's much more expensive, right? Because more damage is done.
Totally. And in fact, we've got 5 seconds when that anger arises, the trigger happens. You know, you start to see red and you want to kill before you get killed. You got 5 seconds to stay in the prefrontal cortex rather than let the reptilian brain take over, which when we do the things that we're so embarrassed that we said or that we did. And so a very quick, easy way is when the anger arises, when you get triggered, lean towards the emotion rather than pull away. I like to imagine in your mind's eye there's a little you inside you that's angry, and you're leaning in, getting curious, and going, hey, you have every right to be angry. Tell me more. Like, this is an inward leaning in. And then you say to your brain, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, we got this, little guy. We got this. We can handle this. There's something that happens when you tell your brain to be alert. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and then you affirm, we got this. And then even change your posture. Maybe take a breath, open your open your chest, you know, really feel your feet on the ground. Those 5 seconds make or break the moment, whether you're going to be up under the situation or down upon yourself or another.
And it's okay to give yourself a timeout and social distance yourself, right?
That would be a good time to do some social distancing.
How's that for a contemporary thought, right?
Either go for a walk in nature, take a walk around the block, just go into the bathroom and whatever you need to do. But yeah, we are not victims of our circumstances, people. I know there's a lot of intensity out there, but we don't need to be victims of it. We need to be bigger than our circumstances, which means on the inside, hold your heart, hold your little you. And on the outside, let God, let the universe, let the divine hold you and feel that there's something larger than you that has your back. And affirm, this is for me, not against me. I might not figure it out quite how it's for me yet, but I'm willing to look. I'm willing to keep looking.
And the thing is, with practice and experience, we become better at identifying anger and dealing with it. But if we allow ourselves to become victims and overwhelmed, then anger is controlling us. We're not controlling anger. And it's never to be that way, is it?
No, that's exactly what's happening. So it's time to go, okay, this is an invitation to grow up spiritually, to mature and evolve into the glorious being that I was put here to be. And my training, my school, is how I'm going to learn how to lean into anger, change it into potency for me, be brave, be courageous, even be vulnerable and transparent, and really move in the direction of what's for me. Maybe that's a conversation about the budget at home with money. Maybe that's a conversation about how do we each have our own room when the kids are having to do online schooling, but I still need my own me time, my own room of my own. Maybe it's about that conversation of where is our relationship going? Are we going in the same direction? Maybe it's a question of, is this job really fulfilling my mission, vision, and purpose on the planet? And if not, what can I do to change it or shift it? There's always a question that leads to more life force energy, more aliveness. What would delight you? And in the face of a pandemic, we need to go the opposite direction into really not just what, how can I cope? You know, how can I get through this? How can I survive? Okay, if you want to, but I encourage you to go, what's it going to take to go all the way to the other side of the pendulum and thrive?
Exactly.
And if we don't ask, we'll never get there.
I'm so glad you brought that up, because I believe this is one of the growing missed opportunities right now in our culture, is we're having so much fussing and fighting over this thing that we're not looking to, as you say, when anything happens, when any energy is moved, you know, if you're not experienced with it, it can overwhelm you like a tsunami. Otherwise, if you're experienced in it, you go out and you get a surfboard and get in front of that energy, go have some fun.
Right. I so love this. I love your point of view. We need to talk every day, though. This is so good. So when the energy comes, we've got to realize it's just energy. It's just intensity. I hope it's okay to say on the show, but we have no problem when that energy is orgasmic, right? We're like, bring on the intense energy. But if the energy is something like anger or sadness, we push it away. Let's remember, it's just all energy, and our point of view creates our reality.
Well, Alana, we got to leave it there and look forward to having you back on and continuing the conversation. How can our audience be in touch with you?
Oh, thank you. My website, alanapratt.com, and I'm also launching a dating app for those of you that are single, heartmates.app. I'm really here to support people when they're feeling their most isolated, to have those really longevity, nourishing, heart-centered relationships. So thank you so much, Bill, for having me.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. According to a recent survey from Bank of America, 64% of consumers have changed their spending habits over the past 6 months. As your expenses shift, it's important to maintain an updated budget and use financial tools like the Bank of America Cash Rewards Card that can help you make the most of your spending. Jason Gaughan, Bank of America, explains.
Since March, our clients have been making more online purchases on things such as food delivery and streaming services. In fact, total spending on food delivery over the summer nearly tripled from last year. One of the smartest ways to spend is by tracking your expenses and choosing a rewards card that is flexible with your evolving needs.
With a Bank of America Cash Rewards credit card, customers can choose to earn 3% cash back in categories including dining, gas, home improvement, online shopping, and more each month. For more information, visit bankofamerica.com/creditcards.
Mortgage rates are at historic lows, so if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital Funding is offering our lowest 30-year fixed rate ever, 2.375 with a 2.396% APR. Incredible, with no origination fees or discount points. Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.375 with a 2.396% APR. Incredible! These are historically low rates you may never see again, so refinance it and forget it. That's 2.375 with a 2.396% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your new mortgage or refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603-787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1-HIT for more information.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Bill Martinez, live.
Back with you, America, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. Great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more information on the show, go to BillMartinezLive.com. With us right now is Rick Eldridge, and we're going to be talking about the Trump prophecy, which Fathom Events says, Rick, we got to have this movie back in select theaters one night only, and this will be on October the 8th, right?
That's right. We initially released in 2018, right after the election, and that the story that basically tells of a man who really his word from God as to Trump's presidency happened many years before, and it was kind of a source of healing for him at a time when he was distraught in a lot of ways, that God would speak to him in such a way. So Trump is the subject matter, but it's not necessarily political, but more around God's intervention in each of our lives, and speaks specifically to the element of prayer and healing in our lives and in our land too, and around the Second Chronicles 7:14, with my people. And so it's really more about that than anything else. God ordains that we pray for our leadership and whoever's in charge and whatever we think of them or whoever we voted for. And so that's really the message of the movie.
Yeah, and going back to this, the Trump prophecies, as related by Mark Taylor and Mary Kolber, the film chronicles Taylor's journey from his traumatic work as a firefighter, through the evening of the 2016 election, and as you spell out here, the film's remarkable story of healing is a reminder that God is still involved with his world today, is he not?
That's right. Absolutely, he is. And, of course, Mark was a recipient of that, and God really used that message in him to really, here's a common fireman who was distraught, kind of almost having a PTSD moment, as many people would coming to battle. If you can imagine running into danger so many times in his career, and as he retired and coming out of that, having deep depressions, and this really was a point of healing for him to say, God really cares about me and actually would speak to me in this way. And so it's pretty interesting how we tell that story and then layer over the top of that the healing of our nation, which I think is very, very important, especially in today's world.
Well, you think about the timing of it. I mean, we just came off of a day of prayer and fasting with the return and, you know, Franklin Graham's prayer march there in D.C.
Right.
More and more churches are calling out again, Chronicles 7:14. If my people who are called by my name, this is the prayer in 2018, the Trump prophecy, when it hit theaters initially, it created a spontaneous reaction by its viewers to prayer for our nation. And so we're hoping, I mean, that we've got this kind of, you know, kind of this buildup and this momentum that is coming upon our nation that we need to turn to God, especially right now in a time when we're dealing with a pandemic, all this division that's going on, and an important election that is going to dictate the future of America.
That's right. The beauty of that for me, and we really didn't orchestrate this or plan this in any way, but in 2018, the theaters were packed with people, and I started to hear messages after the screening happened the first time of people just standing up in the middle of the theater after the movie with total strangers and holding hands and praying together. Of course, in today's world, I guess we wouldn't hold hands, but the idea is to agree together to pray for our nation and for its leadership. And like I say, that was a spontaneous thing that just, through the spirit of this story and the message, happened. Really blessed me that we would see that reaction. But over and over again across the country, we heard that story. One person stood up in Nashville and just started quoting the Lord's Prayer.
Yes.
And as she did, just very quietly, it kind of picked up. And before long, the entire auditorium was quoting with her.
Right.
It was just pretty amazing.
Rick, there's just something, and it has always been powerful for me as a Catholic, the Lord's Prayer, you know, and I think about it every time we pray it in Mass, and I think about how many other churches around the world are praying the Lord's Prayer at that same time. It is very, very powerful, and I'm often touched when I hear the Lord's Prayer spontaneously come up, because it is one prayer that anybody, regardless of your level of spirituality or your attendance at church on a consistent basis, most people can recite.
That's right. It absolutely is, and it really is a basically God teaching us how to pray. Mm-hmm. And you know, when we don't know what to say, we don't have the words to say. It's perfectly right there. And it is beautiful, and such a wonderful, spontaneous moment. I wish I could have been there to capture it and just be a part of it.
Yeah,
it was such a blessing to hear that.
Well, the fact that you can even share it is touching for all of us, and we feel the same way, you know, for those people that were fortunate enough. Whenever you're around a movement of God and you witness, you know, God's hand on any event or a moment, it is no doubt real special. Now, the fact that this is titled The Trump Prophecy, and Donald Trump has become such a lightning rod. What was the response the first time around in regard to the prophecy and, you know, the political conflict that people must have and still have in their hearts regarding Donald Trump?
That's right. The thing that was kind of referenced by one of the men who actually speaks in kind of an afterglow after the movie, we have this reflectory conversation with about 14 world leaders in the areas of commerce, in the area of world finance, of military. We have General Boykin. And one that's kind of a prophetic voice was Lance Waldow. And Lance spoke specifically to the Isaiah 45 Cyrus, you know,
yes,
mandate, which, you know, Cyrus was a king who obviously was not necessarily a man after God's heart, but he was a man that God placed in that position for that time.
Mm-hmm.
And he used that example in a parallel, and you've probably heard that before too,
right,
to Trump. And when you see the things that have happened in our world, and you know, whether you like the man or his leadership style or not, I think when you layer the Christian values that we all believe and stand for, so many of those have been lifted up through through what's happened in the last several years. Mm-hmm. And I think it is exciting to see God working and using people, sometimes in spite of themselves.
Exactly.
For a good purpose.
Well, historically, we see that time and again. A conversation I had a couple of weeks ago with Jonathan Kahn, who was one of the founders and leaders for
right.
the Return, as we made reference, you made reference to the Lord's Prayer and talking about God's will be done. You know, I cautioned people. I said, you know, the thing is about God, it is God's will, not our will. It may not be the way we want to see it, right? And
sure.
And this sometimes is what is what's going on here. When you've got to have enough critical discernment to be able to see where God's hand is in this and how he is using all the leaders, Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, you know, God is using them all, not exclusively Donald Trump by no means, because they are all principal players in the grand story of this next chapter of the American dream, right?
That's true. Well, we truly believe, there's one of my favorite verses is 29:11-12, and it basically talks about God being in control of everything. Mm-hmm. His riches and honor come from him alone. And he's the ruler of all mankind. His hand controls power and might. Mm-hmm. If we truly believe that, then, we need to pray for the Pelosi's of the world. We need to pray for all of those that are in authority and positions to affect the lives of all of us. And that's a very important thing. And that's where that scripture, if my people, comes from. It's to pray for all of those, whether we, again, voted for them or not, or like them or not. The point is God has put them in a position of influence. And it's for us to pray and support and undergird that so that they will hear from God.
Well, and it's still about humility, is it not? I mean, humility is so key. And I thought when the president, I don't know how you felt about this, Rick, but I had this feeling that when it was announced that the president had been infected with the virus, was it a Nebuchadnezzar moment? Was it a moment of humility, of God
right.
using his man like he used Nebuchadnezzar to set him on time out for a moment, to bring him down a notch and acknowledge? Now, Donald Trump has acknowledged God quite readily. He is surrounded by
sure.
men of God. But maybe there was something else. I'm not speaking prophetically here. I'm only by observation saying, you know, maybe God was trying to get Donald Trump's attention here.
Yeah, and you're absolutely right. I think when things come upon us that are out of our control, there's this sense of, you know, we go to God because who else do we go to?
Well, the Trump prophecy comes back to select theaters one night only, October the 8th, a Fathom event. Where can they go to get their tickets and more information, Rick?
Well, you can pick them up at the box office, or you can... pre-sale today, you could go to fathomevents.com and they can purchase your tickets and you can find your seats so that you're set. And it's in theaters in all major markets across the country. I know we've heard the news about Regal closing for a period
mm-hmm.
of time.
Right.
I was told yesterday that the Regal theaters are staying open through Thursday night. And so this will be the last movie that you will see in a Regal theater till sometime next year, which is pretty interesting. But so those theaters will be open, and you can go to the fathomevents.com, put in your zip code, and find the theater closest to you today.
Rick, thank you so much for being with us. Appreciate it. Take care.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.